Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunchef. Oh, come on. Iris, okay? And now we are getting ready for the Christina Lou Show. And this is the talk of the town. It's unbelievable. And even with the guests we've had today, and we had two wonderful guests, you know, so involved with so many different things. And honestly, this is sincere. I give Christina the compliment because she Absolutely. Gets the best guests on. And it's not coming here for 2 hours and wasting our time. This is always informative, it's insightful, and it's entertaining.
And you know what I tell people?
No, go ahead.
I'll tell you what I tell people.
No, what do you tell people?
I'm always a seeker, and I love to go to lectures.
Oh, okay.
And when I've gone to, before this, you understand, that's who I am. But if I go to a lecture and I find someone particularly interesting and so on, I call Christina, and she follows up on it, and I love it.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, there's no question about that. That Christina does find them, you know. She finds some of these
nuggets. I'm suggesting to her people that I have seen personally.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but then Christina will talk to them if it makes sense.
She does.
To have them on, and it's a nice. There is from a variety of people, and even though this is a program for Project Independence and seniors, it runs the gamut. I mean,
seniors have different interests.
Right.
Like different mobility, so on and so
forth.
Who's
the guy from the New Dimensions? I'm sure the seniors like him. What's his name?
Don't know.
New Dimension guy.
Isn't
that New Dimension? Who is he? Your boyfriend.
One Direction?
Oh, One Direction. Ah, that was New Dimension.
I don't know. It's like one thing I've never heard of. I know. I was like, Harry? I'm usually...
Harry.
I'm usually
I saw Harry on Facebook, right? Didn't I recently?
I might have put it. I don't know. Listen, I post a lot. I don't know.
Now the audience is wondering, what are you talking about?
Harry.
But no, what Iris was saying, and I say this every week, what's great is that we do have our little radio show family who suggest all the time, you know, that's where we find our best guests because everyone knows different people and comes in contact with different things. And it certainly makes the best radio segments. I mean, today was really, you guys really working overtime today. And it was a great show.
It was very good, really good.
I mean, Madeline Singh is just her story of how she came to be and the passion that you could see, obviously, in what she's doing. And
John's passion for her.
Yeah,
truly.
It was just really wonderful.
You know what? She's the right person for the job. Yeah. And it's a terrible thing. I know this is not a political show.
Yeah.
But certain things are certain things. And as a law enforcement person, she's the right person for the job.
Well, you brought that out in her to tell the public on the radio show today how it affects their lives.
You're right, 100%.
And if that was her stump speech, mm-hmm. I could understand why she brought people who would never have mm-hmm. voted or known about
right.
her before that.
No, and I think her important message, and this is what she's always stood on, is that it's not a partisan situation,
Right.
So you could really, because what she stands for, it whatever party you're,
mm-hmm,
that could work.
But mm-hmm.
It was really
That's
informative.
The way it should be.
And she's done a lot of great work so far, mm-hmm. so that was great to hear about that. And it gives you hope about where things are going. So it's nice. It's absolutely important. And, of course, this Car Free Day was a very interesting segment, too, and their relationship with North Hempstead. And I know the supervisor is very passionate about it as well. So it was just a great overall show.
Really enjoyed it.
And, we never get to these things because we always have so much to do, but... next week, I want to remind people that we're going to have Barry Klitzberg on from the HICAP program, who we have on every year to talk about Medicare 2020 updates. And then we have Detective Lieutenant Richard LeBrun from the Nassau County Police Department, who's going to talk about scam awareness.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, talk about what?
Scams. Awareness. Yeah, because the police department's really been going around kind of trying to keep people informed and things that they've come across. They've done presentations for, North Hempstead, so he will be on just telling us what to do, which is certainly great. So
we need reminders of that all the time, and it really is not age-based, which I mm-hmm. think it started out to be.
Mm-hmm. Possibly,
now it affects
yeah.
other people, all of every age. Pick up the telephone.
Because, you know, as, you know, especially, you know, we touched upon it with Madeline, you know, it's the craftiness that's come along with it now, you know, that you can make your number say, I'm Madeline Singus calling you, you know, is because it's no longer like, all right, well, you know, if I don't know the number, I'm not going to answer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've really become in this way to do that, which is absolutely, you know.
Did you know that before the press?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm constantly promoting these scam things, you know, mm-hmm. that are going on. Because, you know, you have to stay up to date on it because every time you turn around, there's a new person that comes around.
And you need to be reminded
absolutely.
All the time.
So it should be very, very informative. I actually got a call from someone the other day, because she was like, what? It was just, I don't even know how she found me. I'm still not totally sure. But she called me to tell me she wanted to know when the Medicare updates were going to be on the radio. So I thought that was exciting. She tracked me down. She heard from the grapevine that we were going to be doing Medicare updates. So I gave her all
that was one of the things I was going to talk to you about today.
Oh, there you go. The 411 on everything. And then, of course, the following week on the 27th, we'll be having our 8th anniversary show. Which is going to be jam-packed and a good time. We're going to have Supervisor.
The radio show, the anniversary of the radio show.
And we're going to have Supervisor Judy Bosworth on, and then we'll have a bunch of our co-hosts kind of popping in and out. So it should be quite the fun show. So tune in to that as well.
It's going to be on air?
Yeah. Every year we do our anniversary show. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because it's just our standard, and then we do a celebration show. And this weekend, which I can't believe we're already like midway into September, is the Kidstock Festival that's coming up. It's really a fun event for, you know, if you want to bring your grandkids, you can make a whole family day of it. It's at Clark Botanic Garden, Saturday, September 14th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. I know the community services department's been working quite hard on it.
Is there an admission fee?
Nope, it's free. And there's
parking?
No parking? Yeah, parking's free too at Clark as well.
Is it on the street, the parking? No? I mean,
there's a parking lot and there's also street parking as well. Yep, there's both. And it's all different. They're having all these different circus acts and, you know, different musical things and gymnastics and the superhero lessons, which I thought was adorable.
Is there a rain date?
Superhero lessons?
Yes. That's the theme, is superhero. So, which I've seen actually all the fun little things that they've been buying for this, which is adorable. So definitely, it's great for the kids.
Is there a rain date?
No, I don't believe there's a rain date, but you can call 311 for that information.
The weather should be nice though this weekend.
You just call 311 and get that information. Also hitting homes next week should be the Pioneer Newsletter, which I've been working very hard on. This theme is really surrounded by our conference, which is going to be, it's our fifth one. It's called, the theme is Operation PI Connect. It's going to be on Tuesday, October 29th, over at Harbor Links in Port Washington.
Okay.
Anyone that's come to our previous conferences knows that it's jam-packed with information, and I really highly recommend you come to this, because this one we're going to have so many different exhibitors that will be there for different senior needs. And our keynote speaker will be Dr. Maria Carney, who is the medical director over at Northwell, and she's the guru of geriatric medicine. So she will be our keynote. And our first panel will be veterans benefits and entitlements. So there'll be a bunch of different speakers from the VA. And Joe Sledge, who we had on our radio show, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, he will be the moderator of that panel.
Is that a particular time that's going to be on
the
panel?
Yeah, so that's from 10 to 11. You have to register for the panels, which I was going to get to, because it's very limited space for the panel presentations.
And the panel time the panel time for that one is the veteran?
It's 10 to 11.
Okay.
Yeah, but once you come to the panel, like, you're in the panel, you know, so you kind of have to stay for the whole thing because space is limited for that. Panel two will be Medicare 2020 updates. And that will be Barry Klitzberg, who we're having on the radio show next week. We have Danielle Ezzo, who's going to talk about the Medicare Part D component. And Sherry Glasser, who is from Metro Physical and Aquatic Therapy, who's going to talk about the different things that are covered through Medicare now in this wellness kind of world, which is interesting.
And what time will that be?
That's 11:15 to 12:15. But if you want to come to the panel, you need to be there, you know, check in by 8:30. So that's just... a disclaimer because it's the hot ticket. So you have to commit. If you're trying to go to a panel, you need to commit to the full presentation.
You register in advance, but you can't register for the panel until you get there.
No, you have to register for the panel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's what you're registering for.
But you don't have to go to both if you don't choose to.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is we're not going to have an empty room. So you come in, you know, and if you leave, you know, we want the room to be filled. The bottom line is get there at 8:30.
Right.
That's it. No.
It's the same banquet room?
Yep, it's in the banquet room at Harbor Links. Yes. Okay. So register because it's already filling up quite fast and we haven't even fully been really promoting it. So call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that. And like I said, if the panel does fill up, you can still come and visit the exhibitors as well, which is nice. So you're not totally. Breakfast will be served. But in this Pioneer, we also have a little blurb about each speaker. We have a little tidbit on the Medicare 2020 updates. And this VA Mission Act, which we discussed with Joe Sledge, is really amazing, the stuff that's going on there. And this is going to be the first ever year also that we're going to start kick off our veterans donations that we do through the town.
Oh, nice.
So that will actually be, we'll have a box there, which is nice too. So you can kind of get that. We, of course, we're featuring our radio anniversary celebration in there. And we also have a blurb, which we want to remind everyone, it's the season for flu shots. So October 2nd, it kicks off at Michael J. Tully Park. October 7th, it's over at Great Neck Social Center. October 22nd, Port Washington Senior Center. And October 23rd, over at Yes We Can.
But
if you call 311, you can get all the times because you have to be in a specific time
slot. Now, what kind of flu shots are you offering?
That's what
I know.
Going to.
I knew you wanted me to say it, John.
Yes,
so this is the quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60. So talk to your doctor because some doctors recommend you get the enhanced vaccine, whatever your situation is.
Thank you very much.
I know you I know you love when that just rolls off my tongue. But appointments are required for this, so you need to call 311 and they'll let you know what slots are open and you can.
And which place to go to?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Actually, let's go for a break before we continue. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.